Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you're doing well. And if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you put a few in the bank. How you doing, guys? Welcome back. So as you can see by the title, I'm back down on my little campaign I'm on now on Nando's Lake. Going to do another, because this is a quick overnighter. It's a Tuesday night. So I'll be up nice and early. I think I'll be setting the alarm for like 5:30 in the morning or something to get up and pack up and go. So get back to work. But we dropped in some bait just before we left last time, so I'm intrigued to see how that's going to go. I'm going to have a slight change for tactic, which I will talk about once we get back. Meanwhile, let's get back to the vehicle, get the gear out, get the rods out. We're going to update you guys what the plan is. See you in a minute. Right, both the rods are out. There's only one person on the lake doing a night, and it's in fact one of the same guys who's been here since I started my little adventure, a little mission down here last Friday. So he's been here since then. So hopefully it's just going to be me and him again, which is nice. And his rods are nowhere near me. Absolutely perfect. So, left-hand side rod, once again, on the gravel patch in front of me. 14mm pop-up spinner rig, 4-ounce inline lead. Bushwhacked out. Standard with 8mm, 14mm, 18mm boilies and crushed boilie. A nice little amount in there as well, definitely. A nice few mouthfuls for a carp. That's down on that gravel patch there. Right hand side rod, so this is where I've made the change. So I have put out the normal what I've been fishing, pop up sweet corn on a spinner rig, 4-ounce inline lead. Bushwhacked out on the spot, but instead of I haven't used any seed mix, any pellet, any sweet corn to go on top of it. Literally just the boilie, whole boilie, crushed boilie on top of that. Yes, I know the bream could still come in and eat the crushed boilie, but I don't know. I just want to try something a little bit different, just to try and hopefully not catch any bream tonight, because I don't want to catch any bream. They just keep you awake all night. And I don't want them, I want carp. So I've changed it up, and yeah, I'm on 14mm boilie there as well. I have dropped it down from like the 18mm that I was fishing on my last session. I'm just trying to drop it down just to see if they're gonna take that. I was talking my right rod, then I switched over to my left rod. And yet again, obviously the good old sweet corn on my right hand side rod there, that did that 20-pound pike. 20-pound pike, what am I saying? God, I'm getting loads of things wrong. That's what, going back to work again, that's to you after a few days off. Yeah, my 20-pound carp I had on my last session out. Go and listen to that podcast. In fact, go and listen to the last two podcasts, because it's all about this swim here that I'm fishing, my little campaign down here. So yeah, with that nice 20-pound carp out. So I am a believer of what's not broken, don't fix it. Yes, I've taken out the seed mix, but you know, if we blank tonight and don't get anything, I might try another time, and then potentially if I blank again, then I'll put the seed mix back out and fish over that as well, just to see. If I've got to catch bream to catch carp, then so be it, we'll go with that. But when I do go today, I've got a lot of seed mix I'm going to put out on my two spots again, basically. So I will be putting seed mix out, just to get fish coming in, like the seed mix. If I put a good amount out, you know, I hold there for a bit and hopefully just like build the confidence up of the carp, obviously, as well as the bream. So yeah, that's what we've done. Rods are out. Time now is 18:49. So fingers crossed for a nice 25-pound carp, because that's the target now. It was a 20-pound carp, now it's a 25-pound carp. So fingers crossed. I was just thinking to myself, this is, you know, such a great time of the year to fish. When the fish are blatantly starting to warm up, the days are longer, the fish will start to wake up and they will come on the feed at some point. But what's really good about it is not many carp anglers have decided to come back out yet, and it's pretty typical for this time of year. the bit of cold. They're still like hiding away in the cold at home, not venturing out yet until it warms up. So it's really good. I mean, look, and as I said, like, it's just me and this other guy on the lake tonight. Probably will stay that way. So it's good. It's really good. So it's a really good time to like really prep a swim and bait it up and hopefully get, you know, hopefully reap the rewards. Hopefully, I mean, I've only had one carp so far. Doesn't mean I'm going to catch any more, but hopefully it will pay off. Well, my right hand side rod has just ripped off, hit into it, and instantly felt some weight on it, thinking, this is a carp. And it wasn't too long after that, we're talking, it felt like a lifetime, but it felt like a few seconds after that, then I realized it wasn't, and the weight had gone straight away, and just pretty much just reeled in another bream. But to be fair, the bream was probably touching around about 10 pounds or something. It was a bloody big bream, but not the fish I want. So yeah, gutted. So they're still feeding down there, just overboiled. I mean, of course they are going to be. I mean, I've put seed mix down there. This like, what was it, yesterday? So yesterday morning. So you know, they're down there. So I don't think there's a lot I can do about it apart from switching up the sweet corn to boily. So what I think I might do on my next session. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm talking about, the idea of just fishing like a 14 mil boily down the right in the margins there. And then switching the sweet corn to the left-hand side rod out on the gravel patch and see what happens there. I don't know. Or just putting both on boily. But then it's just, you know, when you have the carp, that 20-pound carp on the sweet corn, it like leaves you with that like in your head thinking, oh, but what if? But what if? Do I have to just get through all these bream over these few sessions to get the carp? So if I've got to catch 10 bream to get one carp, you know, is that what it's going to take? Food for thought. Oh, I should add in the time, it's 28 minutes past 8. Just thought that's worth putting that in there. What can I say? Left hand side rods just ripped off. Cracking fight. 27 pound common on the nose. I am absolutely buzzing. I knew it was another big one. It was just holding bottom again. It was just holding down. I was thinking, this is another big one. Got it in the net. You know when you get it in the net and you just pick it up just to look at it in the water. I'm like, yes, look at the width on that carp. Oh, I'm absolutely buzzing, guys. The photos ain't brilliant because I'm on my own. Self takes, but I'm over the moon. Absolutely over the moon. Oh, yes. I'm gonna have 5-10 minutes. I'm going to ring Alex, tell him what I've got, then put the rod out. I'm absolutely buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Well, there you go. Third trip in. Oh, I don't think I've said the time before. It's 20 past 9 now, so that must have been about 20 minutes ago now since I had that 27. So, yeah, third trip in. Target I set myself for this little mini adventure was 20 pounds. Beat that. Then I set it at 25 pounds at the beginning of this podcast. Beat that. So now we need to go for 30 pounds. I'm not too sure what the biggest carp in this lake is, but it'd be a low 30. So we're now almost probably chasing the PB in this lake as close to. So please, carp gods, let's get the 30 out on this little adventure. Right, it is 14 minutes past 10 and I've decided to call it a night now. As I said, I've got the alarm set for 5:30 in the morning, so kind of want to try and get some sleep. But one thing worth mentioning is, you know, I've only had one bream. My rod's not been bleeping loads, and that has to be down to not putting the seed mix down there. Yes, I haven't caught a carp on the right hand side rod, but you know, we did have a carp the other day on the sweet corn pop up. So I'm feeling good. So let's keep our fingers crossed that we can get a 33 pound in the night. Don't know where that number come from, but that'd be nice. Fingers crossed. Right, it's 12:30. Just put a bream back on the right hand side rod again. Just post questions on that sweet corn. It's like I've really got to truly think about. Definitely. Oh well. It's back out on the sweet corn anyway. Let's see if we can get a carp. Well, it's 13 past 4 in the morning and I'm pleased to say I've just put another carp back. Left hand side rod again. Common. Didn't weigh this one. Probably went about 15, 16 pound. Gave me a cracking fight, absolutely buzzing. That spot's definitely starting to work now, so yeah, fingers crossed for a big one. Another big one. Well. It's the morning now. I'm all packed up. Actually left the lake now. I ended up getting up about 5 o'clock, packed down my bivvy and just watched the water for a bit. Put a load more feed out on both spots. As I was doing that, my right hand side rod went. Another bream. Can you believe it? I am definitely tempted now to basically switch that right hand rod. I know I've changed it throughout this podcast, but what I'm thinking now is put them both on boilie, and see if that stops the bream. Now that I've had two carp on the spot, on the gravel spot, on boilie as well, it's like built my confidence up there as well, that, you know, they are feeding on that, on the cell, which is good. So yeah, my confidence is growing. It's a carp, you know, or it's a decent carp the last two trips now. So absolutely buzzing about that. So I'm going to end this podcast here because it feels like a good way to end it. Two carp out and too many bream, but hey ho. So anyway, guys, I really hope you enjoyed this one. I definitely did, that's for sure. And I'm already looking forward to the next trip. So if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, take care and I shall speak to you soon. Tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.